I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Are you guys going to continue to talk about religion all the time? Because if so, I'm going to have to find myself another morning show.
I got that a couple of different times yesterday in my messages. So if you weren't listening yesterday, I had this really profound experience. First time I've been back to church in years and years and years. So it wasn't really a conversation about religion. But I heard some voices in my head at the right particular time. And I'm like, is this my subconscious? Is this God talking to me? So we talked about it for like 15, 20 minutes.
I would like to encourage those who send those messages to change your mindset and think about it a little differently. Because I think so often we want to take ownership of stuff and we want to say like, oh, well, you have to talk about only the things I want to hear you talk about. And think about all the different types of people in the world. So maybe you're not into religion. That's okay. But there are other people who are, who listen to the show. So for that one break, just don't listen.
It's a crazy concept.
And then you can come back to the stuff that you do enjoy. It doesn't have to be like an all or nothing. I feel like now so much the mentality is all or nothing. Everything you do has to be catered to my needs. And that's just not reasonable or plausible or even doable. This is what I love about our show is that we have different personalities on the show and we have such a diverse listening fam. So just before you send something like that, take a beat and be like, all right, it's nothing offensive, right? You don't want to hear it. And that is totally fine. It's not your jam. But just because it's not your jam, it doesn't mean it's not somebody else's. And they're actually really interested in hearing the conversation. Just wanted to throw that out there.
You know what annoys me about that is it's such a beautiful message and everybody's going to hear it except the people who really need to the most.
Yeah, I try.
So let me try to explain this to a couple of the people that messaged me yesterday and went on our Facebook page also. And there wasn't a whole bunch. It was overwhelmingly like, oh my God, I can't believe you're talking about this. Thank you so much. But look, it's not like we come in here, just so you know how the show works, and I'm being honest because somebody asked me about this, and say, you know what, we're not talking about religion enough, you guys. Anybody got anything that is religious-based? And then we come on and we talk about it. That's not how the show works. So here's how it works. If you're new around here, those of you that aren't know this, is that we talk about a lot of things that are going on in our lives, lifestyle situations. At this particular time in our journey, Abby is struggling with her religion and everything that she has been taught. So she has shared that. That is a hot topic with her, something she's struggling with. For me, this was a one-offer on a Sunday, but it might happen next Sunday also. I don't know. It was so profound that I brought it to the table. It wasn't on the schedule. It wasn't, hey, we need to, you know what? We're not doing nearly as well at the ratings with Catholics and Christians. Someone make something up. It's not like that at all. So I urge you to listen to everything that Kristen said. It's not always about you, right? And if you have a conversation with anybody in your life that goes 5 hours, because that's how long we do the show, 4 or 5 hours, They are going to say something within that 5 hours that you're not going to agree with. Do you just leave the conversation?
Do you just ditch your friend?
I mean, you could. You could.
Yeah.
And I respect that. So if you want to take off during those times, a couple of them, I got that. Their church is very triggering for them for a couple of different reasons. So I get it, man. There are 32 other morning shows to choose from. I hope they're not as good as us, so you come back. But you certainly do have the opportunity to go, you know what? That's just not my jam. That's not my jam. So I'll come on back because I've been listening to you guys for so long. But some of them, and I'm trying not to focus on the ones that were off-putting because it really was. Apparently what happened to me in church on Sunday was a pretty special thing. And people were sharing in it and really describing to me exactly what that was. And for me, it was a beautiful 20 minutes of The Burt Show. That not your jam? Come on back.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Kristen.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.